And usually it's wound around like this in a circle.
Cinnamon roll.
Okay, any other names?
I guess if it didn't have cinnamon on it, it would just be an ordinary roll.
Okay. What would you call something that's baked like cake in a bigger pan? You know, I think it's just one layer, but it's baked in like a big square pan like this. And sometimes they serve that for breakfast.
Or waffles?
No, I don't mean that kind of thing. I mean, it really is a kind of cake.
Kind of a cake.
Yeah, sometimes they have it like sort of after breakfast. It's almost like dessert. Some people have it instead of breakfast, but sometimes they put butter on it, sometimes they don't. But it really is a kind of a cake.
Hot cakes?
You
don't mean that.
No, it's thick. It's about like this.
Oh, no, I don't know
about
what that
3
is.
Inches thick. Okay.
Never heard of
sometimes it has raisins in it and you drink coffee when you eat it.
Coffee cake?
Okay. Do you know of any different varieties of coffee cake?
No.
Okay. What would you call... There's a white, sweet stuff that's kind of dribbled over a cinnamon roll. What would you call that?
Icing.
Okay. What would you call... A ring, like usually that a woman would wear, that has a particularly large stone in it. Like sometimes you see them, they're colored stones, like an amethyst or something, like about like this big. What would you call a ring like that?
Costume.
Okay. What would you call a kind of shorts that come... either men's or women's, that come about to the knee?
Bermuda shorts.
Okay. What would you call a kind of pants that hit, you know, midway between your knee and the ankle?
I don't know.
Okay. What would you call shorts that hit above the knee?
I'd refer to them as shorts, just shorts, I guess.
Okay. What would you call clothes that, if you were a child, somebody else had owned them first?
Hand-me-downs.
Okay, now if it was a hand-me-down, would it be somebody within your family who had owned them, or would it be outside the family?
Well, I guess that's done mostly in the family.
Uh-huh. If it had been owned by somebody outside the family, say, and you'd gotten them through the Salvation Army or something like that, what would you call it?
Oh, well, that would come under welfare. A lot of time you donate clothes that your children have outgrown to be given to poor people and done through some welfare agency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there a particular name for that kind of clothes?
Rummage.
Okay. What would you call very fashionable or good-looking clothes? Do you have just a general word for that?
Gosh, I can't think of it.
Okay. What would you carry hanging clothes on an airplane in? What do you call the thing?
Clothes bag.
Okay. And when you bring clothes back from the cleaners, there's a lightweight kind of thing that they come in. What would you call that?
Oh, just a plastic cleaner bag, I guess.
Okay.